Nobody likes a spoiler. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. It's the dark saga that has preoccupied America, and now it's finally coming to a close. Everyone is trying to guess how it'll end. The internet is churning out reports from people who claim they've already read the last page. We've been getting hints of a happy ending.
With Bakuba's liberation, I can think of no major population center in Iraq that is in an al-Qaeda safe haven today.
Hints that the ending might not be as bad as we feared.
Greater than 50% of Baghdad is currently in control of coalition or Iraqi security forces.
But you have to be patient.
It is the beginning of progress. I would still like to see it. I'm hoping that this will continue over the next 2 to 3 months.
Some people hope the ending would be written in September, but now maybe November. A good story always makes you think it's going one way only to change direction, as in 2004 when sovereignty was turned over and when Saddam was captured, and when elections took place and when the Constitution was adopted. This is a rich and detailed world, not like ours. But some people always want to flip to the last page, like Senator Barbara Boxer.
How many Americans have to die while we're buying time for an Iraqi government whose leader says we don't need to be there?
Coming right out and trying to ruin the suspense. Nobody likes a spoiler, Senator. Nobody likes a spoiler. But you've met your match here. The authors of this tale don't have to worry about anyone finding out the ending, because they just keep changing it. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.